Praise God. Thanks to Pastor for giving me the opportunity to minister here this evening. Glory to God. We're going to be admonishing ourselves one more this evening. We're still going to be praying. We admonish ourselves. We remind ourselves of the reality of who we are in Christ. Hallelujah. And I believe in Edifying Assembly, as Pastor taught us, we don't go beyond the basis. We don't grow beyond the basis. So we're going to be reminding ourselves of the basic truth of Christianity. Hallelujah. So I will be tagging my message this evening as why speak with tongues? Why do we speak with tongues? Hallelujah. 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 Why do we speak with tongues? I want everybody to speak with tongues for just 10 seconds. Let's speak in tongues. Let's speak in tongues. Tegere, flat, to skill, barre, the distia, the baladust, erreg, the bosti, vrenasti, gain, tush, shivra, the kea, la barro, the dust, the frontia, to skia, the baladasti. Erodus sovrinastige, zovrenala, brastivra, eskia, da das tusche, endiarut, hostiara, baladusta. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, as believers, speaking in tongues is an evidence that we have received the Holy Spirit. Praise God. It's a sign that we have been baptized of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Let's go to John chapter 1, verse 33. We're going to be opening some scriptures. And we're going to be reading together. Hallelujah. John chapter 1, verse 33. Are we there? John chapter 1, verse 33. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For John to be saying these things, that means there has been a record that is the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon man. Now, John 2:28 bear record of that, and there are many places in the book of Ezekiel that bear record of that, that the Holy Ghost, the promise of the Holy Ghost, will come on man. John 2:28 is a typical example. Let's go to John chapter 7. John chapter 7, verse 38 and 39. John chapter 7, verse 38 and 39. Okay. He said, but he that believeth him, this is Jesus talking here. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Praise God. He said, as the scripture has said. That means something has been said in the Old Testament. But Jesus is now saying here, he that believeth in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Now, let's read verse 39. It said, but this spake he of the Spirit. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. We'll come back to this place later. Let's open to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. We're going to read Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Are we there? Are we there? Are we there? Now, let's go. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye are heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were told to wait. Let's read verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Now, the Holy Spirit indwelling us is an evidence that we are born again. Praise God. For anybody to be speaking in tongues, it means he has the Holy Ghost in him. Hallelujah. And for us to have the Holy Ghost in us, it's an indication, it's a sure thing that we are born again. Because scripture says, he that believeth in me, out of his belly shall flow out rivers of living water. That means for someone to be born again, that means he has received the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. It's an evidence that we are now a partaker of God's kingdom and that God is in us and we are in him. Glory to God. The evidence of the Holy Spirit in the believer is a proof that he has received the forgiveness of sin. Let's go to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Let's do it quickly. John chapter 3, from verse 3 to 6. Let's read together. John chapter 3, from verse 3 to 6. Jesus answered and said unto them, yes, let's read. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Let's read the advice together. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. To be born of water is the same thing as be born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Is that Jesus made an emphasis. The same thing he said in verse 3, the same thing he said in verse 5. Now, to be born again is to be born of water, and to be born of water is to be born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's open to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 23. John chapter 14, verse 23. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's read together. One, two, go. Jesus answered and said unto them, let's read again. One, two, go. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Hallelujah. Now, to love God and to keep his word is to believe in the report that he sent his son to die for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To love God and to obey his command, to keep his words, is to believe that he sent his son to die for the sins of humanity. Hallelujah. Let's read Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Ephesians 1, verse 13. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Are we there? Okay, I think I'm not yet there. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Now let's read together. One, two, go. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. Now the question is, what do we believe in Jesus? We believe in the fact that Jesus came to die for the sins of humanity. Just came to take away the sin of the whole world. And he did that through his death and resurrection. Praise God. If you check Romans chapter 10, verse 9, for he that confessed with his mouth the Lord Jesus and believed with his heart that God hath raised him from the dead, he shall be saved. Now the evidence that we are saved is that the moment we believe that, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. That means something that thing that has been promised, the Holy Spirit that has been promised since in the Old Testament, the day we acknowledge the fact that Jesus died and rose again, we were sealed with it. Say with me, I am sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I am sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. Now, the presence of the Holy Ghost shows that we have believed the gospel. That's why we are called believers. You're a believer not because you wear long skirts or you tie headgear. Like someone asked me, sir, why is it that you don't tie scarves in our church? Is it that our own church is? No. No, you are not a Christian. You are not a believer because you say bless you. No, no. You are not a believer because we don't wear jeans. No. We are believers because we have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let's open to Mark 16. Let's open to Mark 16. I know we know that place. But we open, we re-emphasize it to ourselves. Hallelujah. Mark 16 from verse 16. Mark chapter 16 from verse 16. Now let's read together. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. We have believed and we are saved. Hallelujah. Now verse 17 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Hallelujah. Those are the evidences that prove to the world and even to us that we are believers. Now, the proof is that we have the Holy Ghost and we show forth all these things because we have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Having the Holy Ghost means we now house God and that we have become his temple and we have been joined together with God. Hallelujah. Let's check Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. It said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man hath not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Hallelujah. So anybody that hath not the spirit of God, even though he might be the best philanthropist in this world, he is none of God. Hallelujah. Let's open to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 15. Hallelujah. Let me read here. He said, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to the harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Hallelujah. Come and say, I am one spirit with the Father. Now verse 18 says, flee fornication, every sin that a man doeth is without his body, but he that cometh fornication. Verse 19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means it is a clear fact from the scriptures that we are the house of God, that we house the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, when the believer speaks with tongues, he becomes a speaking evidence that God now indwells man. Praise God. Now, let's write that. Said, when the believer speaks with tongues, it becomes a speaking evidence that God now indwells man. Praise God. Now, the day man believes that Jesus died and rose again, automatically he has the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Automatically he has the Holy Ghost. But the day he starts speaking in tongues, he's just showing forth the evidence. That he is baptized of the Holy Ghost. Someone might have the Holy Ghost, but not be speaking in tongues. But the day he starts speaking, praise God, that person becomes a speaking evidence that he has God indwelling him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When a man is said to be baptized of the Holy Ghost, what shall be noticed is utterances. Praise God. If you are ministering to someone, and you are ministering, you minister, you say, hey, man, be filled with the Holy Ghost, be baptized with the Holy Ghost, and he's not speaking. He is not yet a speaking evidence that God dwells in him. Praise God. How will I know? Okay, if a good atheist is talking and he too is just walking around, how will I know? If they both put on jeans, they just dress very well, how will I know? But the day he starts speaking with tongues, that's the first evidence, that's the closest evidence to know who a believer is. Hallelujah. The closest. Let's go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 2, I mean. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. When we speak with tongues, we speak the abilities of the Spirit that has been given unto us. That means we are not putting the Spirit in action. Praise God. Now, let's start from verse 1. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Let's read verse 4 together. 1, 2, go. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances. Praise God. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And the next thing they began to do was that they began to speak with other tongues. Praise God. I was there, we went to minister in one CNS church in Osun State. And immediately all of them decided, but there was this old woman. And when I began to minister to her, she was just shaking. I said, Mama, please say it. Mama said, oh, who will no meaning? As in, the thing is heavy in my mouth. I said, no. I didn't know much then, but I just knew something is not. Mama started crying. I said, Mama, you won't leave this place today. You must just, that sound must come out. Now, when we minister the baptism of the Holy Ghost to people, we make them to take action, to make use of the Holy Ghost that is in them, to put the Holy Ghost in them into actions. Hallelujah. Anybody you minister to, if he or she has not spoken in tongues, he has not become a speaking evidence. Praise God. Praise God. Now let's open Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10 from verse 34 to 38. Acts chapter 10 from verse 34 to 38. Glory to God. Now from verse 34, it says, that's it, from verse 34 to 43, even 44 now. We'll just read down. Praise God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I believe. Now let me go to verse 42. He said, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him give all the prophet witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remissions of sin. Let's read verse 44 together. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Praise God. The Holy Ghost fell on them. And how did they know? How did Peter and the disciples knew then that the Holy Ghost has fallen upon them? Let's read verse 45 together. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God, then answered. Let's leave the rest. Let's go back to that Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Praise God. If you check from verse 1 to verse 4, if you look closely very well, we will discover that place is, Luke here was describing the vision that he saw. But the main thing, the main evidence that was shown is that people heard them speak and people saw them speak. Hallelujah. Let's go. Let's read from verse 5. Let's read from verse 5. That Acts chapter 2 from verse 5 downward. There is an emphasis that has been laid there. It said, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now, I want us to look closely. It said, now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded. As in when the information that some people are speaking in tongues, so they are doing some things, was noised. When people heard it, they came together because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, before I explain further, I said, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Praise God. These people outside heard the disciples saying something. Praise God. Now let's continue. And how we hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born. Persians, Medes, but let me go to verse 11. I said, Cretans and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. Hallelujah. They heard something. They didn't see any fire. They heard something. Hallelujah. So anybody that will say he has the Holy Ghost and has become a speaking evidence that he has the Holy Ghost must be speaking out something. Praise God. Now, if you check from verse 1 to verse 4, it's like, probably all of us together here are praying in tongues, and Brother Joshua saw a vision And as you saw the vision, there was like a fire of a rushing mighty wind. Then the Holy Ghost came upon everybody. And when we saw that, I said, that is an interpretation of tongues on his own. Hallelujah. From verse 1 to verse 4 is an interpretation of tongues that a particular person saw. Probably, I don't know whether it's Luke or Peter, but someone saw it and gave the interpretation. Hallelujah. But the people outside, what they heard was that they heard them speak with tongues and they were interpreting their tongues. Hallelujah. Praise God. So come and say, I speak with tongues because I have the Holy Ghost. I interpret my tongues because I have the Holy Ghost. Those are the dynamics of being a believer. The manifestations of the Spirit becomes what we do any day, anytime. That's the proof that God is in us. And that is the proof that we are born again. Praise God. Let's go to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. Let's read from verse 1 to 7. It said, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Also, for someone not to have heard that there is any Holy Ghost, that's a sign that he's not born again in the first place. Hallelujah. Now, verse 3 says, and he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. That means they believed the gospel. Here, invariably, Paul preached the death and resurrection of Jesus to them. And according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, anybody that hears that receives the Holy Ghost. That means to be born in the name of the Lord is to have the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now, let's read verse 5, verse 6 now. And when Paul had laid his hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Praise God. Now, the laying of all of hands of Paul is to give them the abilities to become the speaking evidence. They already have the Holy Ghost. But the laying on of hands is to build up their faith and to put the Holy Ghost into action by speaking out. Hallelujah. By speaking out and prophesying. Anybody you lay hands on to be baptized of the Holy Ghost and doesn't speak, you keep laying the hands until he says something. Hallelujah. They must speak. Praise God. We speak because we have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, we speak in tongues because we have been baptized of the Holy Ghost. We interpret tongues because we have been baptized of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, we know that speaking in tongues is a conscious responsibility of the believer. We do it consciously. It's not that something come upon you and you start shaking like something. It's not really like that. Yes, there is power of the Holy Ghost. There is power embedded in the Holy Ghost. Now, on Saturday when we went to preach, the mechanic that came to repair the car, as I was speaking, he just shook like this, just shook, and started, and he spoke some tongues. Just, he heard the word. But because he has been speaking before, he put into action the Holy Ghost that's in him. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Praise God. We start reading from verse 1. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. I say, now concerning the things of the Spirit, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. If you check that Romans chapter 10 from verse 9, it said that confess with the mouth and believe is that Jesus His Lord and that God raised him from the dead shall be saved. So anybody that doesn't believe that, that has, or that has issues with that, will have issues with this calling Jesus a cursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. If anybody says not everybody can speak with tongues, that means we are trying to tell us that not everybody has the Holy Ghost, that has the Holy Ghost in him, is fit to talk tongue. That means we can say that not everybody is born again. Because if we are here and the Holy Ghost is the evidence that we are saved, you can't speak by the Spirit and call Jesus accursed. Praise God. Even you can't say there is fake tongues. If you check through the Bible, there's nothing like fake tongues in the Bible. There are false prophets, there are false teachers, but there's no false tongues. Praise God. So anybody that says there are false tongues probably is indirectly or directly a false teacher too, because he doesn't understand the nitty-gritty, the foundation of being a believer. Hallelujah. Now let's read from verse 4 now. Let's read together. Now there are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God, which worketh all in all. All these things are dependent on God. Now let's read verse 7. That's where I'm going. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Praise God. That means you have the Holy Ghost. Now the evidence that you will show to the world that you have the Holy Ghost depends on you and not God. What you will do to make sure that she knows that you have the Holy Ghost is dependent on you. Praise God. That's the manifestations there. Hallelujah. We consciously manifest the gift of the Spirit. Now, having the Holy Ghost, speaking with the Holy Ghost, is you telling people that Jesus is exalted. Hallelujah. We tell people that Jesus is exalted by speaking in tongues. When we speak in tongues, we worship God well. Now, someone like that's really, be thou exalted, oh Lord. No, you don't have to sing that. Jesus is exalted already. That is why he gave us the Holy Ghost. Anytime you speak in tongues, automatically you are worshiping God. You are telling Jesus that he is exalted. Praise God. If you check Luke chapter 24, verse 49, it said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. That on high is not that power will come down from above and it will start falling on you. No. The on high there is upsos in Greek, and it means exalted. That means you will receive power because Jesus has been exalted. Praise God. That means anytime you speak with tongues, you are automatically saying that Jesus is exalted, that Jesus is seated on the throne. And for you to be saying that means you have believed that he actually died and rose again and ascended to heaven. Praise God. So we are the complete, speaking in tongues is the complete evidence that we show to the world that Jesus is seated in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why Pastor Jela used to say this. He said, when you wake up in the morning and you yawn, you just prayed well. You just prayed. You didn't say rubbish. You just prayed perfectly well. That means probably you just say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we're exalted. Instead of someone to be saying, ah, Father, Lord, we worship you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, keep thinking, omnipotent, omnipresent, I am that I am. After you've said everything, you don't know what to say again, now start saying, no. Just start speaking in tongues. You're actually telling God that, yes, he's really the I am that I am. That is, he really has all power, and he has given all power unto us. The exaltation of Jesus is the greatest power that God demonstrated, and he put it in us by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So when you speak in tongues, you are worshiping God the perfect way. Praise God. You are worshiping God the perfect way. You are talking to God the perfect way. That's the best way God wants us to speak with him. The best. No, there's no other better way that you can speak. That was the day I was walking in UI at night around 10. And I saw that guy was just mentioning all those names. And I just shouted, pray in tongues. And he just kept silent immediately. And till I left, I didn't hear any words again. It's a product of wrong knowledge. To be thinking that I used to do it then, that we can try and impress God by the way we worship Him. See, worship of God is not by our own impression. It's by the manifestations of the Spirit that He has given us. Hallelujah. When you manifest the Spirit, you are actually telling God that, yes, He did well. He did it well. He saved me well. He saved me perfectly. Praise God. Praise God. Come and say, God saved us well. God saved us perfectly. He saved us completely. Glory to Jesus. Now, this is the dynamism of the manifestation of the Spirit. It involves that all that has to do with utterances to the edification of ourselves and of others. Praise God. The reason why God gave us the Holy Spirit is to actually tell us that, yes, all power has been given unto you. That's why when we speak in tongues, we edify ourselves. It is automatic. You can't be speaking in tongues and you can't speak in tongues for 1 hour and just say, no, you can't be normal speaking in tongues for 1 hour. And you just feel, you feel supernatural. Hallelujah. That means you have brought the reality of the Spirit of who you are. It has rubbed into your mind. And you can just flow. If you can speak in tongues for hours, the boldness you use in speaking in tongues, you will use it in healing the sick too. Praise God. Those are manifestations that we have the Holy Ghost in us. Now, it is not for us only, but for others. The reason why you can bless another person is because you have the Holy Ghost. It's because you can speak in tongues. Praise God. That's the best way to worship God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's speak in tongues once again. Yes, Jesus is exalted. Yes, yes, we are grateful for that. He's exalted. He's exalted. He's risen. He's risen. He's risen. That's why we can speak with tongues. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe in Edify Assembly here. Nobody should still be doubting whether and tongues or anything. These are the deal. They are the main deal. Now, we do not only speak with tongues. We bless others by prophecies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody that can speak with tongues can also prophesy. Praise God. Let's open to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. Oh, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to read it together. Praise God. Are we there? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. Now let's read together. And be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. When we speak in tongues, what comes out is edification. Praise God. Is it that you are speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, in anything, or you are just blessing yourselves? Is it that you are blessing yourselves or you are blessing others? Praise God. That is how we do it in the garden of believers. Let's open to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let's read together. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The understanding of the fact that the Holy Ghost permanently indwells you changes even the way you sing. It changes what you produce. Hallelujah. When we know that, the Holy Ghost is indwelling me permanently, is a seal that has been given unto us. If you check 2 Corinthians chapter 1, let's quickly see 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. Let me read here. It says, now, he which, from verse 21, I said, he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath sealed us and hath given us the earnest of the Spirit in our heart. Now, the earnest there is a deposit. It's a deposit of the Spirit. That means the moment he sealed you, the evidence that he deposited the Holy Spirit in our heart. That is why the Holy Ghost is permanently indwelling us. When we have an understanding of this, it's like a tunnel that produces water. Clean water will always be coming out. We always pick the best way. We always pick in the light of redemption, because we have believed that the Holy Ghost is permanently indwelling us, and it testifies of us that we are children of God and we are saved forever. Praise God. The reason why we are saved forever is because we have the Holy Ghost forever. It's not because, it's not a spooky statement. We are saved, I'm saved. Let's ask, can the Holy Ghost leave you? If the Holy Ghost cannot leave, then we are saved forever. That's why tongues is not something you stop doing. You have the consciousness that you are, yes, I am saved forever. There's no sin in me forever. Let's start speaking in tongues again. That is worship God. You are worshiping God. If that word keep coming to your mind 10 times daily, the next thing that should flow out of your mouth is tongues. Praise God. Praise God. Anytime you think of your realities in Christ, what should flow out from your mouth is utterances. When you speak in tongues, you speak in, you interpret tongues too. You give utterance to yourself. You bless yourself. Hallelujah. If believers we just think on this thing, that Colossians chapter says, set your mind on things that are above. It's not really that you start looking to the sky. No, you look within you that the Holy Ghost is dwelling me. Hallelujah. And when that comes, when the thought of that overshadows your mind, what comes out of your mouth is utterances. Praise God. The reason why you can bless another person perfectly well is because the word of God has filled your mind. The word of God has filled your mind. You have the perfect understanding of what Christ has done. Praise God. Come on, let's speak in tongues once again. Yes, in consciousness, the consciousness of the Spirit becomes our reality. It becomes our nature. It becomes our thinking every day. Every day, when we wake up in the morning, we think of the fact that we are saved forever, that we have the Holy Ghost in us. He indwells us. We have been sealed with it. So we consciously do this thing. We consciously do it. The reason why you can bless easily is because you have the Holy Ghost in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's our identity. That's the code. It's like a code. If you want people to know at home, man, that Sister Geraldine is hot, oh, it's fire. Just sit down. Just tell daddy. And that, as I was praying, I just saw that some things, that, it's true. It's true. And then he said, if you not do it like this, it's because you have prayed in the Holy Ghost and you receive words. You receive words from your spirit man concerning that person. Hallelujah. I fought with my uncle for almost 1 year. He knows the Bible from Genesis, excluding the epistles. Doesn't know the epistles, but he knows every other thing. After I just thought that, after I came for one of our layholds, all these arguments we have, I just sat at him down one day. I said, sir, this thing happens. And I said, it's true. And then this is how you should do it. You do it like this. Yeah. And if you are a young man, say you are called to ministry, you are hungry, Abby. You want to go and eat. I know that you are going to be a pastor, but the thing is you just need to put sense in it. in one way or the other, I have proved to him that I'm not looking for money in ministry. I actually gave him just one word of knowledge and one word of wisdom. Praise God. That's the manifestations of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is how we should be doing it. You can just wake up one morning and as you are praying, I just receive for Sister Tola and I just write it. It's not because just manifest the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's what we pride ourselves in. That's our reality. Praise God. Praise God. Even as you are, just look to the next person. Just look to the next person close to you. Look to the, and just as you pray in tongues, just receive words for the person. That's blessing others. Hallelujah. Let's open to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's read verse 26 together. Now, how is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a tongue, at a revelation, at an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. Hallelujah. That's an evidence. You can't be praying in tongues and be empty. Your mind can never be empty. Praise God. Just listen to your spirit man. Just listen to your spirit man. If they've been giving you tongues and interpretation every time, you just shake your head. Yes, amen. I receive. You too, you have the deposit of the spirit in you. Hallelujah. That is why you can do it. We doing it all here together shows that we're exalting Jesus. Praise God. That is why Jesus is not accursed. We are exalting Jesus. By blessing ourselves, that is how God is pleased. Praise God. Praise God. Say with me, I speak with tongues. I speak with tongues expressly. I interpret my tongues easily. I speak with tongues expressly. I interpret my tongues easily. Praise God. How did you receive salvation? Because you believe that Jesus died and rose again. Amen? Did they push it into your mind? No. You believed it. Now, how will you speak with tongues? You believe that you can speak with tongues. If you have problem with people speaking with tongues, it's knowledge. Hallelujah. There was a day we went to Kwara State Poly. I and Hillary, Pastor Hillary, sorry. We went to Kwara State Poly to preach. I met the first man. I did everything. He was just shaking. I was tired. I said, you should go and sit down. The second person came, the same thing. The third person came, the same thing. Then I said, what church did you attend? Do you attend? He mentioned it. I said, no wonder. I came from that side. And I know the implication. How old are you? He said, I'm 24. Someone that has been continually fed with wrong knowledge for the past 24 years. I am trying to change it in 15 minutes. Praise God. Now, you continue to teach the person. You have the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit, you can speak with tongues. Hallelujah. That is why the ministry, the teaching ministry is very, very important. It's very important. We stay on it. We continue to do it. We continue to teach it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, this thing is very easy. If you can get someone to understand his reality. I'm sorry, I've done more than 30 on phone. 30 people, more than 30 people have spoken in tongues on phone. Simply because I took my time to teach them that yes, they have the Holy Ghost. The day they believe that Jesus died and rose again. Praise God. And if you look closely very well, those people that used to find it hard to speak with tongues, there are those that have been fed with wrong doctrine. That was the day we met one gate man there. Within 30 seconds, the man spoke. Cornelius, Peter was still speaking when they started speaking. Saying Holy Ghost fall upon them, they gave expression to the Holy Ghost that is in them. Hallelujah. They gave expression. They did it. As they went to many, in one of our programs that we used to do, word publishers, I did everything. This man was not speaking. And the next question he asked me was, can a believer lose his salvation? And then we started again from teaching of God's word. I just trust that Brotolu will have finished with him and taught him very well and got him filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And that man must speak with the Holy, he must speak with tongues. He must speak with tongues. That's a product of wrong knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we are vested with the knowledge of God. We teach. Any day, see, just have the zeal to teach God's word. In simplicity, see, that's why we stay on the basis. It is in this basis that the power of God is made manifest. Praise God. In simplicity of word. In simplicity, Jesus came to die for your sins, though. And the evidence of that is that he gave us his spirit. Praise God. The power of the believer is in his utterances. We bring it out by the Holy Ghost indwelling us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to show that you have power, it's by your words. It's by what comes out of your mouth. Praise God. Even in the Old Testament, it's the same thing. If you take Ezekiel 37, he said, can this bone live? And God said, yes. And he told God, it's you that knows. He said, speak. Prophesy unto this bone. To prophesy means is to speak inspiredly, is to speak by the Spirit. That is why prophecy is something you should be doing every now and then. When you hear prophecy, you are speaking by the Spirit in the language that you understand, either to bless yourself or to bless another person. Hallelujah. Probably as you are speaking in tongues, you just receive the knowing. You just receive an understanding and you say it out. That's prophecy. Just prophesy to yourself. Just edify yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to bless one another here again this evening. We're going to bless the church as a garden. Because you just want to, yes, I just want to bless people. That is walking in love. I just want to bless. I want to bless. Let's pray in tongues. Kavradestiki, Shadia Labande, Rostogadeg Laba, Fredesti, Vrenastiki, Hesti, Arabalado, Eredesti, Gedisto, Vrenasti, Gendi, Erododosti, Ahali, Bredasti, Acto Costi, Anima. Let it fill your mind that I just want to bless. Let me know that I can bless. In words of wisdom, in words of knowledge, in miracles, we bless. How do you heal the sick? You command that he be healed. He's still with your mouth. Hallelujah. We minister faith by laying hands. But the words, the power is in the utterance. Glory to God. Pastor Vrenanaste, Gide Baladosti, Anfante, Ere de Gedopa, Pastor Vrenanaste. How do you cast out demons? We don't play with it. We don't talk to God. We talk to the demons. We talk to that person. Come on, demon, take out. Those are the words of our mouths. Praise God. If you have been saying it and it's not happy, keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. We keep saying it. In the words of the believer is power. In the utterances of the believer is power. Praise God. Now, just prophesy to yourself. Keep prophesying to yourself. Now, you are talking in a language. In your language, what you have received from the Spirit through tongues. Prophesy to yourself. Bless yourselves. Receive from the Spirit from within you for yourself. Hallelujah. Let's open to 1 John chapter 14. Let's read verse 14 together. We read verse 14 and 15 together. Praise God. Verse 14 and 15 said, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Praise God. We don't know what we were saying. Yes, that's why it is by faith. Praise God. That's why it can never be false. It can never be false. Yes, ordinary the caller might be saying something when he's acting, but he is not speaking in tongues. Praise God. He's not speaking in tongues. A Muslim, he's not speaking in tongues. He has not the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But we that we have the Holy Ghost, when we show forth the dynamism of that Holy Ghost in us, we speak with tongues. When we want to make that Muslim know that what we are doing is not a joke, we tell him what he heard yesterday night. Praise God. Because as we speak with tongues, we are putting the Holy Ghost in us in action. As in, you are searching through by the Spirit. You are searching through by the Spirit. You search through by the Spirit. That's where we have it. We don't need the Holy Ghost in heaven. Praise God. We don't need the Holy Ghost in heaven. We need it here on earth. The manifestation of the Holy Ghost is here on earth. Praise God. Praise God. The manifestation is meant for our own benefit. It's meant for the world's benefit. The reason why the whole world will be filled with knowledge of the Word of God is because we have consciously demonstrated the Holy Ghost in words and in power. Praise God. Praise God. We speak in tongues again. Now verse 15 says, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, which is I will pray in tongues, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Praise God. Those are the dynamics of the man in Christ. Anything you are saying is just tongues. Tongues. A day shouldn't pass without you thinking of tongues. No. I can't imagine going through a day without speaking in tongues. As in, is that I've not thought about God? Or is it that I've not thought about my new creation in Christ? Is it that I've not thought that I've been saved? Or I've not read my Bible that day? Praise God. Anytime the thought of God, of Christ, comes into your mind, the response you give to it is tongues and interpretation. Praise God. The response, anytime you read the Bible, oh, glory to God, and you read, oh, this is what Christ has done, oh my God, this is what Christ did, oh Jesus. What comes to your mind, what comes out of your mouth is tongues. And you can just go deeper by prophesying to yourself. Praise God. You want to bless life, you want to bless people, you want to bless people around you, just start with tongues. You can pray in tongues in your house. You receive. And when you go out, you understand more. See, the reason why we pray in tongues, we pray Ephesians 1, verse 17 in tongues. When we pray with our Father, we know. Because when you know, you speak in tongues better. Praise God. You prophesy better. Hallelujah. There used to be a time I would just speak. If I want to receive for someone, if I close my eyes and I start speaking, I receive immediately. Praise God. That's what we accustom ourselves to it. We do it. It's a thing we just do every day. We do it every day. Those are the dynamics of this. That's the reason why you have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on, let's speak in tongues again. With the mindset that we're going to bless others. With the mindset that we're going to bless the next person to you. Come on, let's just speak with someone. Hold hands to someone and pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues and receive for that person. Receive for that person. Power of Redeske Tishufrina Nande. Eredeske Pratish Tovrina Keligredosti Zelekiso. Eke Pastevrina Destakata Zelekiro Dodo. Evrance Tevris Toka Has Zeladi. Elevrenosti Getista Apratosti Hale Vreneste Kestivrenaste. The manifestations of the Spirit continually flows from our hearts. Kele praraste ketisto na erege lekotusto prade ke livrenasti ke izofla testi anabade erege dedusonan na evrasti ke dizolo ke rede dasti anti raparaka tasti ya ketisto. Erepa bastike, andeliga, rada dostiv nasti ekestiere baladosta, evronanostike, stuffy estia kestiere balado, erege frastiki alodosti antica, fra astiki la rosti anamate, eke le vrustani ananosti fradastike, tustiala parabalada. Come on, bless one another, receive for one another. Post the destiny to the animal day in the things of the Spirit, It's no fear. There's no fear. There's no fear. There's no fear in the demonstrations of the Spirit. There's no fear. It's because we love one another. That's why we do it by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Pass together. The reason why we gather is to edify ourselves, is to get better, is to get better. And we do it by the Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Nothing is impossible for the believer. Nothing is impossible for the believer. Hallelujah. The reason why it seems impossible is because we're not taking action. We take action. Take action to the words of our mouth. We take action to the words of our mouth. Brother Lou, everything is possible. Hallelujah. I had everything. It's possible. When it comes to the ministry of the word, everything is possible. Everything is possible. You keep pushing it because it is possible. Hallelujah. Because it is possible. Praise God. That's the confidence that we have. We have it. We have it in us. Hallelujah. We check Romans chapter 8. Say, well, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. That's the essence of we believers. Praise God. You can't say you pray for me this morning and you won't receive for me. That's what you didn't pray for me. Praise God. If we have the responsibility and the mandate to always pray for one another in this church, we should always be receiving for one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If nobody sends me tongues and interpretation throughout the week, then I come to the conclusion that nobody prayed for me in this church. Praise God. Because when you pray in tongues, the essence of praying for me is to bless me, to comfort me, and to edify me. Amen? So you send it to me. You can call. That was there, Sister Peace called me and said, sir, what is it that I should pray for you about? Yeah, that is what we are saying. That's why we are together. If you say you love me, you pray for me, and you receive tongues and interpretation. Hallelujah. 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 Let's make it a duty. Is it this? You pray. We pray, we pray, we pray. As you're going on the way, just pray. The thought of someone comes to mind, just pray. And as you pray in tongues, you receive. Hallelujah. That's why nothing, I believe in a gathering of believers that are so used, that are so conversant with the manifestation, the demonstrations of the Spirit, nothing evil happens. Can't just happen like that. Praise God. The essence of the ministry gift is to perfect the saints. It's for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. It's for our benefit. And so we do it. We do it. Not only for us. See, you can just wake up and be praying in the morning. Just as you're praying for your dad, as you're praying for mom, or pray for someone. The essence, this is the best of the best, is to receive and send to them. Praise God. See, by default, you don't have to go and meet them that, daddy, I want to start ministry. And you see, right now, God is calling me into, because they already know that every time you pray for them. See, by default, anybody that prays for, if you pray for your parent every day, automatically they just trust you. They just, if someone prays for you, just know, yeah, you just love that person. You love, and if someone prays for you every day, you will know that, someone prays for me. Thank God. At least someone is praying for me. You understand what I'm saying? What if you not do it for them? Automatic, by default, you just show them that you're a believer, that you're a Christian, that you have the Holy Ghost in you. We don't have to start fighting over all these things. We don't have to start fighting in order to make our calling and election sure. Praise God. Praise God. This is what we do. In that WhatsApp group, just pray for someone. As you pray for somebody, probably just receive that. But just go on inbox and start discussion. And start. You find a reason why you pray at the end of the day. Amen. Amen. Nobody should just pass across you, just pass you by a VM like that, and you will live the same way. No. Then why are you walking in love? Hallelujah. Come on, we pray in tongues. Let's pray in tongues again. Let's pray in tongues as I round up. Let's pray in tongues. Ka fredosti genendish shodadosti. E rekusti fredosti ananasti kiz do flati ki rodosti. I had it. He said, you won't just be given interpretation of tongues. You won't just be given, just desire, convert earnestly. Convert to see better things, to see great things in the spirit. Convert. Those are the things we do. We convert. We desire earnestly. Hallelujah. Post of Radakinte, Rinanante, Erekadesti, Vrinasti, Fredaski, Paf, Fredesti, Anaka. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Yes, the days are here. When the ministry of the Spirit will be so evident. The days are here. When people will know that, yes, this is a Christian and this is not a Christian. The days are here. The days are here. They are with us. Where we show the world what Christianity really is. Praise God. We show the world what Christianity really is. We have to mumble things together. We have to mix things together. We have to deceive ourselves. The demonstration of the Spirit will make a clear difference. Hallelujah. That's why we function. Come on, we function. Say, I function. I function in the manifestations of the Spirit. I function in the demonstrations of the Spirit. I do it immensely. I do it with gusto. I do it with zeal. I'm a man of manifestation. Say it. I'm a man of manifestation. Say it confidently. I'm a man of manifestations. You can't be doing this thing continuously. See, as you do it continuously, you get better in it. The more you do it, you get better in it. That is how it is. You get better in it. You get better. And they are fighting. It's because you don't give them tongues and interpretation. If they're fighting you at home, it's because you're not giving them tongues and interpretation. Give them one word of knowledge. Tell him what he did in secret that nobody knew. I'm telling you, he will forever respect you. You just say, Pastor David, you're welcome, sir. Pastor David, you're welcome, sir. You know, you are not a pastor. You are simply a believer. Hallelujah. He's our prophet, too. The prophet, Sister Geraldine, please, I want you to pray for me concerning this issue. That's where you know that this one does not need prayer, it needs word. And you sit in that man, you pray. It's because we've made ourselves known, we've shown forth, we have become a speaking evidence that we carry the power of God, that we carry the Spirit of God. Praise God. Come on, we worship God, exalt Him. When I say worship God, I'm not saying you should start saying the Lord is good. Worship God. When I say worship God, I mean you talk in tongues. Post vrenasti yadadasti kesi vrenasti. The exaltation, talking in tongues is you saying God, Christ is exalted. When you speak in tongues, you say Christ is exalted. Automatically, that's the default thing you are saying. Roste kitoshti frantis topakte endi enamande. Erusto kete frasti enenasti kete vredasti yabaradapa. Erfosti kiyan.